Yeah, you're northern.
Yeah.
Nothing else coming from you.
You've stretched this northern tightness stereotype to me a fair few times now, and I will not have it. Welcome along to season 2, episode 3, or episode 13, depends which side of the fence you're on, of 30 something gamers. Back in the swing of things, I feel like I sort of half know what I'm doing now. How are you, Boxer? You been all right?
First of all, it's not a fence. Everyone is behind my depiction of this. It's season 2, episode 3. This is not a fence, it's a brick wall that there's no other side to.
Well, we see this, right, as if like there's people arguing in the comments about it. No one's mentioned it. No one cares apart from us two. And the only reason we really care is because we disagree with each other and we've become stubborn with our viewpoints. And that's the real reason. Let's be honest.
I dream of people arguing about these things that we fight about, Tom. It helps me sleep at night.
One day we will be famous enough and people will discuss these things in great amphitheatres. But for now, nobody cares. Anyway, welcome along to the podcast. If you are a long-term listener, please drop us a review on Amazon, Apple or Spotify, wherever you're listening. It really helps us out, so really appreciate it. If you want, just leave the podcast on all day for your dog or your cat and come home and realise pets can commit suicide. Anyway,
Wait a minute. I was gearing myself up to be like, you'll come home and your pets will be gone. But you went straight to suicide.
I don't know. You know, it came to us halfway through the sentence and I thought, I'm just going to go for it. We'll see whether that stays in the edit. Let us know in the comments whether we're being cancelled. Anyway, it is an odd episode, episode 3, which means it is my time to let you know what I've been playing around with. And at the minute, I am a gunblade deep in Final Fantasy VIII. So I'm going back through Final Fantasy. Oh, look at that face. I'm the one of Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy VIII, which is the third best Final Fantasy. It goes 7, then 10, then 8. I will fight anyone in the comments on that. Is a game I've been wanting to play on stream for a while. Because, well, something else. I'll get on that in a minute. Anyway, it's a great game from my childhood. But I realised that great parts of it, actually, I think, detracting from the actual game. So, I know that you're not a big Final Fantasy fan, but have you heard of Triple Triad?
No, I haven't.
So, Final Fantasy VIII has a card game, a little bit like Gwent in The Witcher.
Oh, I saw you playing this on live the other day, yeah. And I sort of breezed past it. I was like, I don't know what that is. I'm not going to weigh in on this.
It's a little bit addictive. It's simple to sort of learn and pick up. But every single character in a game, and obviously we're talking about a multi-hour, tens of hours RPG, you've got your normal talk to button, but you've got another button that challenges them to a game. And on Gwent, you do have a few people who you can play, but you can play like nearly everyone with Triple Triad. And it is a cool game, but then I realised I'm just going around playing Triple Triad. I'm like, I don't know where the storyline's at. And I've got people helping me make sure I don't miss certain cards for certain like things that happen and stuff in the game. But I don't know whether it's detracting from the actual story. So
I always thought Final Fantasy VIII was the polarizing one. I thought it was the one which people either loved or hated.
It is. It's, in my opinion, I really enjoy. Really, like I say, it's up there. It's my third favorite. However, they changed the way in which you sort of level up. So in most Final Fantasy games, like, let's go for 7. I mean, it changes around. But in Final Fantasy 7, you level up. You get more experience when you beat things. You get stronger. And you also, like, you have, like, say, a fire magic, ice magic, thunder magic. And you equip them to the characters. And they get experience as well. So as they level up, they get stronger. And you can, like, swap the spells around different ones. It's called materia. Easy way to do it. However, in Final Fantasy VIII, they took this sort of route of what happens is the monsters and the enemies that you have spells. So they might have fire or fire level 2, which is called Fira and Firag and so on. One might have haste, one might have life, one might have cure, and you have to draw them. So basically you go to an action, you hit draw, and it goes, you got 4 fires. it detracts as well from the game because sometimes you go into a fight and you're not trying to beat them. You're just outside his town and you're just trying to stock up on as many of these spells because you're going to need them later on. And then what makes it worse is what happens in the second one is, sorry, in number eight, is all of the enemies scale with you. So you could hardly level up at all and beat the game because the enemies won't level up. Whereas if you go to like level 100 and grind, the enemies do level up. And I think what they were trying to do was like stop this thing of, I can't beat this boss, I'll just grind for 2 hours and it'll be easy. Which is understandable, keeps the sort of tactical side in it. However, what they did to combat that was you attach certain spells and your summons learn skills. So if I've got 100 fire spells, I put them on my attack and it makes my attack stronger. What that also does is stop you using your spells because you go, if I use it, it's going to make us weaker.
It does make sense though, because that's what puts me off about a lot of RPGs, the whole leveling up. If you get to a boss and it's just absolutely impossible, and then the only solution is to go and grind, that immediately kills my boner. So that sounds like a good alternative to
Is that
me.
what you normally go for in games? Erections?
I mean, if a game does give me erection, it's certainly doing something right.
Well, I saw you talking about Catherine on stream the other day, so I can completely understand.
I
Anyway,
didn't say it
let's just
gave me
say
an
that there so people can make their own thoughts about that one. but no, but you can play RPGs and fan fantasy games another way because you can do that, just the grind to get over it. I played Final Fantasy VI over the summer on stream. And it was originally a SNES game, but I've got the PS1 version of it. It has a couple of CG cutscenes in, not many really. And the last boss, Kefka, is renowned for being so hard, and it's like one of the best Final Fantasy boss fights of all time. When I was going for it, there was lots of people jumped in, and I can just imagine people who would see Final Fantasy VI and stop and like watch a 30, 40-hour playthrough of a game that's not like amazing graphics and that. They were Final Fantasy fans. They were all telling me there was no way I could beat Kefka at the level I was at and the skills I had and all that, and I had to go and grind. And I was like, I'm not grinding. Because that's not fun for people to watch on stream. I mean, you can chat along to your chat and stuff like that. And I managed to beat Kefka. Took two, three, maybe four attempts, but I had to be tactical because I wasn't leveled enough. So the two, three fights that I lost, it was a very much Souls-like. Right, why am I losing? How do I have to prep myself? What's my build gonna be before I go in? How do I set my teams up? I could have just leveled up and just like walked over them, but it honestly, the to take your analogy, the release of emotion and semen when I beat them on stream, that's what people came for. And if I'd just leveled up and just like walked over them, I don't think I'd have been as like it's exactly what you see when you beat a Dark Souls boss and you've been at it for half an hour over and over. It felt better, and I do like beating bosses like that. So I'm playing through that, and I am really, although I've just again complained about it, I am really enjoying it, so it's good to go back to that. And because I'm one of these where I'm a fan of games, but I'm not like it can do no wrong. So every time I'm about to do a stream, I'll always make a video taking the piss out of it. I made of one where I just griefed all the characters because the translation wasn't great and they just come across as like whiny teenagers and stuff. So I actually destroyed their characters on a video and put it up as I went live, so people would come to stream and go, "Well, actually, it's this and it's the translation. They didn't have a word for blah 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 blah." They don't realise it's exactly what I'm doing. I'm an evil genius.
You are. You're like a calculated marketing guru. Even when I had my stream yesterday and you messaged me saying, oh, I did this because of this and it will bring more people in. I'm like, I really appreciate the prizes and the gifts and things, but there's method to this that I just have no idea about. You're like TikTok for dummies. You've been reading that book, how to
I knew
get around the
myself.
algorithms and
No,
stuff.
but
No.
it's like I say, when I get coins in TikTok, some of them I do keep and I use to put back in the stream, buy equipment in games, other things, stuff like that. But a lot of them I always keep a pool of like about £50 to £100 worth of coins in there that people have sent us. And I'll go to other creators that I support, especially at the start, and I'll put a few gifts in and make sure I comment. For some reason, heart me's are really a big become part. I don't know exactly how it works, but I know they're good. Even though the one coin, they're good for the stream, and I'll try and put back into those creators. I think that are worth it because worth it. I hate that I watch American streamers and they get absolutely showered with coins because the American TikTok audience is just so much more into that sort of. I think it's because, like, their culture tips. Do you know what I mean? It's a natural thing. When they go to a restaurant, they expect to give like 15-20%, whereas I'm absolutely fuming if the bill comes and it says gratuity applied, and I'm like, gratuity applied? They had the fucking face up their ass when they were giving me sirloin steak. They can bugger off.
Yeah, you're northern.
Yeah.
Nothing else coming
Or
from you.
you've stretched this northern tightness stereotype to me a fair few times now, and I will not have
The northerners are tighter than a fucking duck's ass.
it.
No. Nice to hear some musings on Final Fantasy VIII. And can I just say, for listeners at home, if you want a fun drinking game, take a shot every time Retro Revival says Final Fantasy. You'll be unconscious within about 10 minutes of every episode.
What, on this stream? On this, sorry,
On
podcast?
any
I
podcast.
don't talk about Final Fantasy that much.
I'll tell you what, right, on the next episode, if you can go a whole episode without mentioning Final Fantasy, I'll give you a hug.
Well, that's okay. So, next episode is our favourite sports games.
I bet you can pull Final Fantasy into that
Blitzball and
somewhere.
Final Fantasy X is absolutely amazing. It's like underwater
Yeah, I thought you'd bring that in. It's, but
netball.
well, my first pick for this is I have to say Final Fantasy. I just have to.
I
That's
didn't
my
think I was
impression
that
of you.
bad. I didn't think I was that bad. Because I always, when everyone says on stream and stuff, what's your favourite game? I'll always go, I can't really pick one because I'm a variety gamer. I say streamer, but gamer as well. So I don't think it's easy to compare an RPG to an action game to a sports game. Like, you can't say that's better than that because they're just completely different games. But it seems like I might be a Final Fantasy simp, is it? Is that what they call?
Yeah, if we apply some northern to this as well, it's a bit
Okay.
like eating pies, isn't it? You know, like
What
you
do you
can
mean?
try a variety of pies, but every northerner knows where they are with their old pie, and your
We
old
do.
pie
Do you know what
is
made
Final
me?
Fantasy VII.
That's a good old steak and kiddly. I was so happy when I was traveling Australia because they have a chain of like shops, like a Greggs, but it's called Pie Face, right?
Yeah.
And you can tell the flavour of the pie by the face it has. So they
Ooh.
have, so they make like a pie that you get from Greggs or whatever. But they have like a sauce that goes on, but it's like might be like a gravy-based sauce or whatever it is. But they make an emoji on the top. So like mince is a smiley face, winky face might be chicken pot pie, and it just pleased the northerner in me.
What's a sad face?
That would be like a vegetarian pie.
Yeah,
Just vegetables and regret.
I can believe that. Fair play. So, have you got any more games, by the way, before we move on?
No,
Or
I've just been completely balls deep on Final Fantasy here, to be fair. Next time we come to chat, when it's my choice in like 2 weeks' time, I could still just be playing that. I'll try and dabble in some others, just for you listeners out there. The lengths I go to pleasure you.
yeah, I was going to say, just one game to bring to the table this week. That's not like you. It's a rarity.
It
Usually you're
is.
like, oh, I played, 12 hours of this, 3 hours of that, 4 hours of this, that, and the other. But fair play. One game.
One
I don't know.
game.
I don't have anything else to say. I was just making a point.
Yeah,
So
okay.
that brings us nicely on to trivia. And I should have started this on episode two of season two, but I have actually got a theme tune for trivia.
What?
Yeah,
I am impressed.
I've just forgot to do it like in the past two episodes.
When you say a theme tune, am I going to be treated to some sort of electronically created song, or are you going to sing it?
I'm gonna sing it. I
Oh,
haven't got the
well.
skills to. You actually thought like I went to my keyboard and played some notes and
No.
was gonna play it on the
This is
podcast.
you. I thought you'd found some AI splurge you could write in. Write a nifty theme tune for a trivia section done by a soft southerner for a good earthy northerner.
I don't need AI, it's all up here, mate.
Oh, and you know what it is?
Your
I am excited
creativity.
to hear you sing. And I know you're a jazz drummer, but when you're
Yeah.
musical, you're normally musical. So are you nervous about this? You're singing on pod. It's a quite a big ad. I wouldn't want to do it.
I'll just say that professional musicians often joke that drummers aren't really musicians. I can count to four. That's as far as my musical talents go. So here we go. You ready? Da, 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 da. How am I supposed to know that?
Well, although you hardly sang because you were just saying, "How am I supposed to know?" And why am I from Yorkshire?
Because that's what
Why?
you sound like.
Well, give us your Geordie. Well, no, sorry. I've been saying giving you your Geordie because that's what people always do, and I don't think people can do Macam. If you can do Macam, give us a. How am I supposed to know that?
How am I supposed to know that?
You go in Yorkshire? You up in the Dales?
How far is that from you? Like 10 minutes?
No, not at all. Oh, you tell us what I'm not trying to pretend to be, and I'll get me Google Maps out. Where are we going? The middle of York. Is that the most Yorkshire place you can be in Yorkshire? York, surely.
Maybe.
It would take us a day to walk. It's
That's
1 hour 36 south of me.
not too
I'm
far.
proper north me, man. You can't get much north than me. Berwick's the only place you can be more north than me in England.
Did you like my theme tune?
It was lovely, but I do agree that drummers aren't real musicians. You weren't really singing, but that little lead up there, I don't know. It panged of what I sound like when I'm trying to do theme tunes, and I know what I sound like when I sing.
Well, let's do it again for good measure, and
Okay
then I'll
then.
lead into
All
properly.
right,
I just wanted
okay.
to get the initial reaction.
Well, you know what it is? You know, I do my little bit at the start of the pod. This I might just put this without context. Just this and then lead into the actual theme tune. So go on.
Definitely. This is happening every single week, by the way.
Okay. You're
Okay.
it. Okay, yeah.
So now it's time for trivia. Da, 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 da. How am I supposed to know that? So, yes, this is trivia. It's my favorite part of the podcast where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that code vein is another word for James Bond's penis. Now, this week I am playing to your strengths because I am looking at trophies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Final Fantasy.
Oh, God, no, I wouldn't submerge myself into that fucking series at all. So no, I have
Are we
picked
trying
out.
to alienate every gamer between us? I honestly don't think there's a series or like a fandom in game and that we haven't shit on.
Yeah, I mean the stats are going down.
Listen,
Sorry,
please.
that's internal data. You don't need to know that. So this week I have picked out some ridiculous video game trophies,
Okay.
which a part of completionist run. Tom has gone on record and he loves a completionist run. He spent a lot of his time trophy hunting, putting hours and hours and hours into finding ridiculous things. So I'm hoping he's going to know a lot of these, but we will find out.
Do you
Sound?
think I might have any of these?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is why I kind of picked them, because I think if you've done the run, then they might,
They might, yeah.
yeah,
Are you
might
just
ring a
giving?
bell.
Are you giving me the name of the trophy,
No,
or
I'm going to describe what you have to do to get
okay?
the trophy, and all you have to do is tell me what game it's from.
Sounds good.
Sounds easy?
I honestly do think I might be all right with this, because as well as obviously being a trophy hunter, you always would watch videos for like easiest trophy, quickest trophies, hardest trophies, most challenging trophy. So I've seen quite a bit of content. So if I not haven't got it, I still might know. Big score coming.
Yep, a solid two. Come on then. Right, so the first one, fairly straightforward, I would say. If you get, no, you have to get the title because it's too easy otherwise.
Okay.
So for this trophy, you have to go 24 in-game hours without killing anyone or committing a crime.
As soon as you mentioned the hours, straight away in my head, I was going to jump in, and I would have jumped in feet first and made an absolute ball bag
Cock
of
of yourself.
myself. Yeah, I was going to go Dead Rising. I thought you were going to say Stay Alive, or in no crime at all, 24 hours. So it's Rockstar,
Yep.
and it's either Red Dead or GTA.
It is, but you got to pick one.
See, I've not went for the trophy list on both of those. I think it's Red Dead Thought O. I think Grand
Red
Theft
Dead
Auto. Do I
Thought.
have to guess which game?
Nico Marston. Sorry.
Do I have to guess which Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, why not?
Right, okay. 24 hours, so it can't be like one, two. The one at the clock wouldn't have like sort of last there. Three, I think it's too early in this. Five? Four.
Nope. Nope.
Three. Definitive.
Nope.
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
What? That's not fair.
Why is it not
Because
fair?
San Andreas didn't have trophies when I first came out. So,
Well, it does now.
but I'm
And
not.
that's 24. What's interesting is 24 in-game hours in San Andreas works out about 20 minutes.
I've got the platinum on that
Well done. You should
as
have
well.
known it then, shouldn't you?
Well, it depends because I don't know whether they changed the trophy list for the definitive edition because I haven't got the definitive edition. I've just got like the remaster type of thing.
Oh, the definitive edition is a masterpiece. Get on
I
that.
know it's definitive. I don't know what that means. Definitively
Get
shit.
defecative.
Didn't in the definitive version of San Andreas, it made the game look shit because all the mist and stuff was taken away because the draw distance was further and
Yes.
everything looked dead, like bare and stuff like that, and they had to bring it back to make it not look like shit, basically.
Yeah, it's awful, and it's riddled with spelling mistakes, and all the characters look like they've been wringed out. They look like they've been in a
Ringed
tumble
out.
dryer for about half a day. They look fucking ridiculous. So yeah, GTA San Andreas. To be fair, the series was easy, but getting the game, it could have been any of them, so fair enough. Okay, so the next one, interpret this how you will, but to get this trophy, you have to do 1 million strums.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
PlayStation 1, yeah. So 3 was when the trophies came in. Are you asking us for which Guitar Hero?
Yeah, why not?
I haven't got any. That's a skill-based game. Of course, I haven't got the platinum on that. I can't just strong arm it with stubbornness. A million strums. Let's go. World. No, not World 2 because it brings the band in. Like is it a game based on a style of music or a band?
No.
Oh, so it's not Aerosmith.
No.
It's not going to be Warriors of Rock
I'll
or
give you a clue.
go on then.
It's the latest Guitar Hero.
Oh, Guitar Hero. Did it not just rebrand itself as Guitar Hero?
Nope. They did have an extra word on the end.
Guitar Hero Tour World, Guitar Hero New, Guitar Hero Requiem. Because I've got it, because they've changed the guitar. It's got like three black buttons below and three on the top, so it's a little bit more like a guitar. Is that the one we're talking
I think you've expelled all your guesses on this one. You've literally riddled off every
about?
word in the
Live!
dictionary. Live. Well done.
Yeah! I get
Right.
that one. That counts.
You get half, let's say you get half a point for GTA and half a point for
Right,
Guitar Hero.
okay. Well, I
Right.
mean, a million strums. It was either that or Catherine.
Yeah, trust you to make that joke. Right, so no more series now. We're going for just the game. So this is the funniest one. This game gives you a trophy for farting on 25 animals.
Farting on 25. Right, the games I'm thinking of with fart mechanics. Abe's Odyssey doesn't have animals in it. Does Goat Simulator let you fart? Help me friend get
Ooh,
the
or a goat
platinum.
farting on a goat.
A goat on goat action. Oh, I can't think of.
That wasn't really Goat Simulator, was it?
I didn't get that one.
That
What?
you weren't really playing Goat Simulator, were you, when you were watching
Oh,
goat on goat action?
no. Not at all. That's
Fucked up my timing on that. I had to remember the
incognito
pizza trick.
mode. Am I in the right ballpark with a goat?
No.
No, oh, frig. What game can you fart in?
Oh, come on.
You're saying that like it's obvious?
It's pretty obvious.
It's not that obvious. Oh, what's South it? Park. South yes. Park. Stick of Truth?
Yep, well done. Yep.
Boom. I love that one.
Yep. You can apparently get this very, very easily if you go to Cartman's compound and there's Kitty in there and just... you can just let rip 25 farts on them.
I probably do. Again, I've got the platinum for that. You get that many, they just go.
Yeah.
I still, the funniest thing on that game is when you change the difficulty setting. And as you change the difficulty setting, as you go to hard and makes your character black, it is just so funny. Like, such social commentary from a game people think is just about farting on cats.
No, South Park is very clever. Yeah. You dip into it. Okay, so you get this trophy if you don't play the game for 10 years.
Stanley Parable.
Ooh, straight in there.
Yeah, but you can get it if you go offline and change the clock in your game. Yeah.
You can hack it very easily.
Yeah.
Have you got the platinum on that?
I've never played it. It was free on PlayStation Plus or whatever it is. I do want to play that on stream because I think it's a nice one. Couple of hours letting people choose what you do because I know there's that many different endings and stuff. It looks like an awesome game and right up my sort of alley. I also, the guy who created it, I watch a lot of his brother's stuff on Twitch and YouTube. He's called Doug, and he can code as well, but some of his streams and stuff, things that are great because he makes codes and stuff for his chat to be able to do stuff and play games and him to be able to, he's very funny. So I do want to play it and I will, but again, that's from a list of like these trophies you'll never get because it lets you know what games to avoid if you're trying to up you. Because there's two different types of platinum, like I've got this many platinums and also what percentage of games I've completed. So if you put a game on, you don't get the platinum. Some people are like, oh, you've only got 75% trophies and stuff. It's a mean, mean world. Out there in the trophy. It's Wild Wild West. Jim yeah. West. Desperado.
They don't care about the achievements, just where you're failing.
Yeah.
No, well done. Okay, so this game gives you a trophy for holding a piece of shit.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh, smashing it.
You can write on the walls with it as well. It's right near the start.
Yeah. What I don't get is, don't you pick it up from a urinal?
Yeah, yeah.
Who takes a shit in a urinal?
You mean you've never shit in a urinal?
Oh, surprisingly,
who've got here royalty? You know,
we once put a urinal disc in our mate's pint.
Oh, from a urinal, as in pissed on urinal cake.
Yeah.
Oh, did he drink it?
He drank a bit of it. Yeah.
Oh.
That was
I think that's more disgusting than having a shit in a urinal.
Because
a shit in a urinal could be necessity. You know, you go, the cubicles are full, you've drank a lot of caffeine, your sphincter isn't what it used to be, drop trowel in a urinal and be gone.
Seriously, no, I've never known anybody do that.
No,
that is not, that is not a thing.
I can imagine it happening at football matches and stadiums, in all stadiums where there's hardly any. I can honestly imagine it happening.
We used to dare people, you know, in the urinals where it's not like you have your own urinal, it's like a trough.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think.
Yeah,
I'm not envisioning someone like squeezing the ass into one of those ceramic ones and sitting there. Imagine walking into a toilet and there's just a guy with his legs swinging, just like, "You all right, mate? Yeah." That, like, I was thinking like a hover above a trough.
Yeah, we used to dare each other to go into the toilet, and there'll be a row of guys standing there, and you do a primary school wee, where you take your trousers down to the ankles,
and just
watch the look of disgust in everyone's faces.
But you've got to do it where you walk in, and there's only one person at the trough, and all the way at the end, and you go and stand next to them and do it. That's the ultimate one.
Give them a good splash.
Yeah, why aye?
Okay. You're doing well.
That is me pouring my Dr. Pepper. I'm not...
taking a shit.
I'm not showing Boxy how I do me primary school wee.
Okay. So in this game, you get a trophy for walking into an adult video shop and watching porn.
My immediate head went to Duke Nukem again, but I'm thinking more of when he goes into like the stripper bar, so it's not that one. It sounds going into an adult video store and what the only game I'm think pushing it that far is Postal, but I don't know whether they have trophies. I can't think of. Is this Rockstar?
No, it kind of surprised me because this isn't a very saucy game.
Right, okay. Okay, I'm gonna need a clue with this one. That's really thrown us.
Okay, so this game has it kind of got famous and renowned for the amount of mini games that it has.
The amount of mini games it has. But you mean it's not a mini game collection, like it's not Mario Party. It's like a game where it's like it's ridiculous how many mini games it's got. See,
Yeah, there's a
again, me head's
base.
go. You said it's not Rockstar, but my just went to Grand Theft Auto 4. How many Yakuza?
Yeah.
Is it, do you want the number?
I want the number.
Well, I've played Yakuza 1. Sorry, Yakuza Kiwami, which is one remade. And I was going for the platinum on that, and it definitely wasn't on there because that would have added 20 hours to me playthrough if you could do that.
When I say porn, very soft core
Yeah.
porn.
Well, it's Japanese anyway. All you see is a censored member, I've heard. Go for. I think that's got to be a newer thing. So I'm not thinking like an early PlayStation 1. I'm thinking more of a. What they're up to at the minute? Are they up to like five or six?
They're part of the Like a Dragon series.
Yeah. Also, is that a clue?
No.
No. Okay. Because I know Like a Dragon and the piratey one, Hawaii Pirate or whatever. I know they're part of the Yakuza series. I really want to get into Yakuza. I like really like the first one, but I was a platinum hunter and I was gonna have to play the whole game again before I could go to the next one. And it's a big thing.
They're fun games.
I'm gonna
Okay,
go for
I'll give you.
three,
No.
four.
Yakuza Zero, which was the
Fuck,
sort of
minus.
soft reboot that they did, which kind of pulled it back into the limelight a little
Oh,
bit.
was it a reboot? I thought it was like an Origins. A bit of
I
both.
mean, it is its own story, but it did kind of bring things back to basics, and it was a good one for people to join the Yakuza series in because the
Get
Yakuza
ya.
series has been going for years and years and years, and it had this really long, complicated story.
Yeah.
And then when they brought it to PS4, they were like, right, let's just simplify things and streamline it a bit. And it's a really good game,
I
so.
think it's a really sensible business practice. It's Sega, isn't it? Sega
Yeah.
took with the Like a Dragon series exactly for that reason. Like I think now. People who want to play Kingdom Hearts 4, I think it will still bring people in. But if you want to join the Kingdom Hearts series now, imagine even just trying to watch a YouTube video. I don't understand the story, and I've played all of
No.
them, all like five or six, whatever, however many they are. I think resetting the story sort of soft and doing these Like a Dragon series, and I've not played them yet, but I've heard they're amazing. I think it's really clever from a company that brought out, as we mentioned before, the 32X, Sega Saturn, It's Mega CD and Dreamcast within like 5 years of each other. They've learned from their mistakes.
No, it's showing a lot of self-awareness, which is more than I can say for fucking Square Enix and Disney or whatever the fuck they're doing with Kingdom
Oh,
Hearts.
I'll tell you what
As
they're
I say, if
doing.
you want to
No.
join Kingdom Hearts, just go right back to the beginning. Just play Kingdom Hearts 1 as far as I'm concerned, because the rest of them would just get ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and your last one. I know you're going to get this, you dirty pervert. Looking up a Girl Scout.
Two games it could be Nier Automata or Lollipop Chainsaw.
Jesus Christ. Didn't even finish.
Neither did
Well,
I.
I thought you were going to go straight in there and be like, Nier Automata, because I told you
Yeah.
this. And I'm like, hang on a minute. Looking up a girl's skirt and getting caught.
Yeah. I think
And that's Lollipop Chainsaw.
you get caught on Nier Automata as well. Like it doesn't mention anything, but that she sort of like pushes her skirt down. And again, this is the bonus of being a trophy hunter. So I've got that trophy on Nier Automata because I was a trophy hunter and I had to get it. Whereas I'm not a trophy hunter now and I've not played Lollipop Chainsaw yet. So if I play Lollipop Chainsaw and I now pop that trophy, people know I'm a pervert. To be fair, if you probably listen to this podcast and know that anyway. So, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
There's going to be no surprises there. No, well done. And oh, hang on. While we're on Lollipop Chainsaw, and because I had my God of War rant the other day, bringing something else into it, the whole Mamiya on the side of your head, God of War didn't do that first. Lollipop Chainsaw was
Oh,
the original source of that structure with her boyfriend's head.
yeah, but I don't want her boyfriend's head at me dinner party. He doesn't have knowledge of like all mythology, past and present. He's just.
He's got a bloody good story though. My
He's.
girlfriend chainsawed my head off and I somehow survived.
Yeah. I feel like that most nights when I've been out for too long.
Well, that was trivia, and you got some of them right. Better than what you normally
Yeah, I
do.
mean, you should be keeping score. You're the score master. How many questions did you
Score.
ask us? How many?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Did you
And I'd
not
say you
number them on
got
your paper? You.
four of them right.
No, you said I could have half mark, so 5 out of 7, because I could have the
Wait.
first two as a half mark.
One, two, three, four, five.
This is
I mean,
riveting
you took a long
podcasting, you
time on
know.
South. You took a
You
long time on South
counting.
Park.
I know, but I got it. You didn't give us a time limit. You didn't say tell us in the next 20, 10 seconds. Anyway, move on. I did really well. Thank you for trying to lean into my, well, not love of trophies, because I've retired now. You're bringing up my past, actually. It's like dead naming us. We'll get you cancelled. I'm not a trophy hunter anymore. I can't believe you brought that
Nope.
up. I've got nothing left.
No, this is
Right.
just a reminder of why you don't do it anymore. I'm
It
proving that
is.
this shit is completely pointless,
Yeah.
so don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I have to do the jingle again to close
Oh.
this section.
But I did know,
So
so you didn't
thanks for
change
that,
it
Tom.
to
Thanks for trivia.
I've got that one.
No, I'll adapt it. Hold on. Da, 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 da. Your trivia shit.
Am I
What's
gonna have
next?
a am I gonna have a different Macam line every single time you do it? Because that will pleasure me. Right, yeah, let's move away from the trivia and let's go into a section this week where last week we looked at a new world, a whole new word, some Aladdin enthusiasts might say, and we created a world made of amazing, well, I did, created a world full of amazing places that you'd want to live or play a game in. And well, mine was brilliant. Boxy's was a Jet 2 package holiday. And we decided at that point we would do the worst areas. It's the natural progression. We evolve here. This, I can't remember, we said the other person would go first because it is a draft. So we have picked four places that would make the worst place to live or game, however you want to see it. And if the other person says where we see it, then we can't pick it. So who went first last week, Boxy?
You did, I think.
Did I go first? Right, okay.
Yeah.
So that means let's create our horrible places. You, sir, are first to serve.
Okay. So, first place, I think would actually be quite fun for about 30 seconds, and then practically it would just become a nightmare. Do you remember that world in Yoshi's Island, Touch Fuzzy, Get Dizzy?
No, I've not
Okay.
played Yoshi's Island.
Oh, it's such a good game. Get on it.
Okay.
And across the level, there are like these cotton wool balls which are bouncing around. And if you touch any of them, the level fucks out. Like it goes all wavy. It's like you're on acid.
All
And
right,
it's so
okay.
difficult to control. And jump and Yoshi momentum and everything has all gone to cock. And the whole idea is to play the game without hitting any of these things. But if you have these fuzzy things buzzing around the world all the time, it's going to be hell. And I think it would be fun for a bit, but trying to do your shopping, trying to take a shit, trying to put the bairn to bed, I think it would be horrendous.
Some people live their life like that anyway, buzzed off the face all the time. I think we'll make life interesting. I
I'd say
don't know.
it would be trippy and fun for a bit.
Yeah, I
It would be like a
suppose.
rave, but
Yeah.
when push comes to shove and you've got to do your taxes, I don't want to be floaty around and moving all over the shop when I'm trying to write my
Yeah, but
date of birth down.
when you're get on me tits and stuff, I could like come down to your house. Like wrangle loads of them outside your doors and your windows in. Do you know like when you see those people do celebrations and they fill their house full of balloons? Fill your house full of them and then you're knackered. You're never getting out for like about a week. So you could have your pluses with that. I'm just trying to make it sound not as bad as you say, so I can win again this week. Because to be fair, my first place is far better, and I had to put it as number one because I thought you might go for it.
Go on then.
Although you sadistically would probably put this place in your favourite areas because it would be interesting. But Silent Hill. Now, the reason Silent Hill is there is because it manifests your psychological trauma. So it doesn't matter who you are. You can say, oh, well, it doesn't really scare us. Silent Hill will create stuff that will scare and hunt and scare the shit out of you. So anyone would hate being there. And the only way to go out, to like get out, is to like search around for boxes of pubes and stuff. Do you know what I mean? And there's sexually deviant beavers everywhere.
Beavers? Where did that come from?
Silent Hill 1, you go to the school, and I do understand they changed it from the NTSC version. Originally it was children that would come and attack you, and they changed it. But they changed it, and there's like beavers, and it looks like they're noshing you off. So I was walking around this school trying, ooh, it's a scary game. And then every 10 seconds, I was getting a beaver blowjob. Like,
yeah, and that's not exactly your idea of hell, is it, Tom?
Not with those teeth.
Your idea of heaven.
Not with those teeth. The only plus size is for someone like myself going from Silent Hill 2, pizza would manifest itself because I do eat my feelings. So we would get free pizza delivery, like Silent Hill Uber. So there is a positive, but still, I don't think the pizza outweighs living in Silent Hill.
No, I think it would be interesting.
Oh, I knew you'd say this.
But it would be. I don't think it would be, if you're aware, and you're aware that this is all just manifestations and it's not real and it's just fucking around with you, then I think it would be interesting.
No,
but yeah,
no.
It just depends on what your fears are and what would be manifested.
Yeah,
in
but
the world.
These whole manifestations are so, like, yes, they're manifestations, but they're so believable. It's like reality. It's not like, oh, well, I know this is not real. It's in my head. There's so many things that, like, in your head, you know this isn't real, but it's scarier than the real life. Is
what
this
would be your,
the real life? What?
What would be your idea of hell, then?
It would just be you.
Oh, God, I was setting you up for that one. I was like,
were.
Oh, he's going to say whatever shit he's going to say, like spiders or something. I'd just be like, mate, just two of you would do it.
Just this room, but there's no door, and we've got infinite time to record, and you've got so many ideas and things. I joke. Anyway, my second place, I chose Silent Hill first because I thought you might go for it and steal it away from us. So my second one is, I don't think the one that you picked, but it's anywhere in Banjo-Kazooie.
What?
Banjo-Kazooie, you can pick any world you want. It's the way they fucking talk. Imagine having to live there and just being like, oh, bottles, can I have some bread? My God, right? Again, might be funny for the first 10 minutes. Imagine 10 years there. Bottles, just learn to fucking talk. Do a phonics course or something. Nah,
all,
I couldn't
fair,
be doing
they do
that.
They all sound like complete perverts in that game. Yeah. They're like,
it would be annoying, but like Kazooie obviously is a bird, so she's extra annoying. She's like, oh,
Banjo's quite adorable. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Yogi Bear.
It is like Winnie the Pooh. Bears are the dumbass. You know what it is? This is why so many people in the world get killed by bears, you know, because people have cuddly bears. This is proven somewhere. People watch Winnie the Pooh and they're all nice and cuddly and stuff like that. And people don't associate them with them being scary. And then they're in the woods, camping, like, oh, it's a bear, and it rips their head off because they are predators that will absolutely eat you.
Mm. It's the same with hippos. You think, oh, cute and fat and cuddly, and they're just absolute maniacs.
Have you seen a hippo going at pace? Christ,
yeah,
it can move.
Really,
it's like
fast.
A Ford Anglia.
What, just the Angler?
Just the Angler, no other car, just the Ford Anglia. It's the first car that came to my head, and I don't know why. Right.
What are you on about Banjo Kazooie? Banjo Kazooie's got some lovely, charming
No.
worlds.
Well, what's the most annoying world? And Freezy Peak, right? You've got all that random talking, and it's just cold all the time. You can't walk because all the floor's slippy. You can't go in the water. The water's too cold, and there's like a massive snowman trying to kill you. There you go, Freezy
All
Peak.
right, fair enough.
Yep.
Well, my ones is in the same sort of thoughts and realms as yours. My next one is Bob on Battlefield in Mario 64.
Right. Okay.
I can't think of a worse scenario where there's active bombs just lying around the floor and they could chase you at any point. And that whole design of that area is just so impractical. I mean, there's cannons. You can fuck about on the cannons for a bit,
If
but
we
there's a.
live in these world, could we use their powers? Like, could you use the flying hat and bop around a
Oh,
bit if you want to?
I think so. You have to take the
Yeah.
rough with the smooth.
Yeah.
But you could never fall asleep because there's always a bomb
Yeah.
within about five spaces of you. And trying to do anything in that world, you're just always at risk of having to peg it and pick up a bomb and chuck it away from you.
Yeah.
So I think you'd turn into a lunatic after about a day of living in that place. I think it would drive you crazy.
See, I would have picked another Mario 64 world. Where's the one where you drop into the water? And then you have
There's
to.
loads of them.
Your first start, you drop in the water. And then you have to. There's like a massive, like, conga reel. Are they called conga reels? I made that up.
Maybe. Is it
And
Jolly Roger Bay?
it might be. Just any underwater one.
And that big eel that comes out and looks
That's what I said
fucking
it's
terrifying.
conga reel. Let me
Oh,
just.
I thought you were saying conga rail. And I was like, I'm not gonna ask him what a conga rail is.
How many times do you not understand me and just let me carry on and just go, it's not worth
More than you know, Tom. Like,
it?
it's not worth it.
I can understand that. I can understand that. Where's your third place then?
So my third place is, I can't remember what the city is called, but it's the world of Manhunt.
Right. Oh,
Just such a depressing.
yeah. Just, would you get
You know what
involved
I
in a
mean?
gang? Would you join a gang? Which gang would you
I'd
choose?
have to join one of them because then I'd be just fresh meat then, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are worse than others. I mean, there's standard knives and masks, but then there's like the gimps and the people who dress up as bunny rabbits
Well, we
and.
know from your Spider-Man discourse that you love a gimp, so you'd be right in them with your leather mask on and your massive 12-inch dildo. I forgot whether. Oh, it's a strap on. That's why I took that gap. I forgot what a strap on was.
Isn't a dildo the same as a strap-on?
It's like a strap on with a belt, I'm assuming.
Okay, accessorize.
Accessorize. I don't think you can get buy them an accessorize.
I think my Spider-Man conversation could be a good icebreaker to join them.
It could be.
Yeah, I want to find out
You
if
could
he's
turn
their
up in your
poster
red
boy.
and blue gimp suit when they're all in black. You could be the trendsetter.
I could. That add a bit of color to this horrendous
To be
aesthetic.
fair, I think you'd want to get in with the gimps, because if you weren't in with the gimps, then the gimps would be hunting you. And when they catch you, we've all seen Pulp Fiction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
Is the
if you can't beat them, join them.
I just think that would be such a depressing place to live. And
Yeah.
it's never daylight as
No,
well.
you can't even be trusted around carrier bags. Carrier bags there. Poof. Anything.
No. So
So
that was my one.
far you've got Bob-omb World. What was your first one?
Touch fuzzy, get dizzy
Touch fuzzy,
from
get
Moose.
dizzy. Two Mario levels in the worst places to live. Manhunt, I will give you that one. That is pretty grim. And my next one's more something that you're against, free will. It's The Sims. Imagine being a character in The Sims where someone else, there's an all-powerful being, like choosing everything you do, locks you in rooms, deletes the doors, deletes all your stuff, puts you in the swimming pool, deletes the stairs for a laugh, and then just makes you piss yourself all the time.
I think, Tom, you should add a bit more to this one. Say if you're in The Sims and I'm the one in control,
Yeah,
you could
definitely.
get somebody very nice controlling your life.
Yeah, you could. That my luck, I wouldn't. I would definitely get someone who would be like, I'm just going, oh, let us go to bed. And then he'd have us like microwaving a hamster or something. I don't know. Can you do that in The Sims?
I'm sure there's a mod somewhere.
Yeah, the Freddy Starr mod. That's a really old and niche reference. Do you
get that?
Oh, there you go. There was, no, I mean, for the listeners. I know that we're really old and niche. It's whether our listeners are, all three of them.
Newspaper article, wasn't it? Freddy Starr ate my hamster. Yeah, I remember that, yeah. And you can't talk in The Sims. You just have to scream, like, Mancino!
No, you can't talk. Come on, Schnada. That means hello. Simlish. Do you know Katy Perry recorded... Oh, what song was it? One of her songs she recorded in Simlish for The Sims, like, add-on that she did.
Is Simlish actually a language that people have extracted?
I don't think it was at first, but then as the sort of IPs grew and stuff, I think it's became one, because obviously they were all programmed to do the same. They didn't think, oh, this is the language, but every time two Sims would meet, I know it, it's like seed in my head, they would always say, come on, Schnada. So in my head, that was like, hello, or how are you doing, or all right. So I think they've, like, I imagine Klingon, was Klingon always, like, perceived as a language? Or in the first episode, were they just going, ah! And then they went, oh, that means, hello, you all right, Jeff? And, like, then they've evolved it from there. Or did, like, Star Trek is, like, the nerd fandom enough where they probably brought up the language before they did it.
Maybe. I mean,
because didn't Tolkien make Elvish? Isn't Elvish an actual language? Like, Tolkien actually.
Yeah, he really put all the effort into it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about The Sims. Fair enough. Mm. If you say it like that, but you could, let's get deep, you know, aren't maybe someone's in control of our lives in this real world?
Oh, I knew you were going to go proper philosophical there and say, well, isn't that the real world? Allegory of the cave and Matrix and all that. No, it's not. Oh, well, it would explain why I pissed myself.
I've just watched the latest Final Destination, so, you know, I'm on the wavelength of we all have a design and fate. We all have a time.
Yeah. Right, anyway, my last place, it was a cross between two, and I picked Mortuary Assistant. The mortuary in Mortuary Assistant, possessed by a demon, can fuck off. That game I have played... probably 8 hours of, because of my community wanting me to stream it, and I actually think I'm going to live less. I'm going to be on this mortal coil for less time because of playing that game. It is just horrible, and it's imagine that all the time. I think you might become sort of nose blind to it, mightn't you? Like, eventually it's desensitized. I always say nose blind. You might become desensitized to it, fucking dead Barbara turning the lights off again. Oh, she's running at us. It's just horrible, though. Absolutely horrible. It was between that and the house in Visage, but I'm not all the way through Visage yet, so it's
Mortuary's
just horrible.
I didn't think the Mortuary Assistant, but the Smurf thing was all that creepy.
The Smurf thing? I haven't met a Smurf yet.
He's blue, isn't he?
Who? Dabba Dee?
The thing that chases you. It's like a...
No, the mortuary assistant, it's... So you're basically performing... what do mortuaries do when you're dead?
Prepare you for the next step.
Yeah, but what's it called? They always say it in the cop shows.
Coroner.
Have we had the coroner's report? But what do they do? Again, in me head, all I can think is vasectomy. It's not vasectomy.
You've got phallics on your brain.
No, what is it?
Your Freudian nightmare. Oh,
let us know in the comments. I don't know. Anyway, so there's three bodies you've got to prepare, and one of them's possessed, and you have to work out who it is. But every now and again, you've got to do it multiple times to find out the real story. I'm not there yet. But, like, the demon will be in the corner, the lights go out, and then it jump scares all the time. It's horrible. It's horrible.
I think even without the otherworldly stuff being working in a mortuary, because, like, dead people fart.
Yeah,
and they move and stuff like that. They Trust have like, me, spasms.
That's the least of your worries. The least of your worries. And this one spasm, you're like, you'll go, you'll turn around to pick some up. When you turn around, and he's just like standing behind you, and then the lights go out, and then the back down. Honestly, it's horrible. If you want to laugh, Boxy, next time I'm doing like a stream on one of those games, I'll let you know, and just watch for 10 minutes. You'll piss yourself just seeing the state I'm in. Anyway, that's my four places. Where are you going for your final place?
Well, I don't know if this counts, and you'll probably say it doesn't count, but I don't think it does. Like, I'm not picking Silent Hill. I'm picking The Room in Silent Hill 4.
I see, I've not played the game, so I don't know.
Okay, context. So
I'll let you have it though. I'll let you have it, whatever it is.
Silent Hill 4 is based around a character being stuck in his apartment and he can't get out. And then every now and then a hole appears in his wall and he gets to go to another world, the Silent Hill-esque portion of the game. But then he keeps having to come back to his apartment where he can stock up and do his storage and bits and pieces. But as the game goes on, the room gets more and more haunted. So there's ghosts popping out of the walls and there's doors that are open and people who are staring at you. And there's a glory hole where he uses to spy on his neighbor, and there's a teddy bear on the other side who's always looking the other way. But the one time when you look like three quarters of the way through, it's just turned around and staring at you. And for a few reasons, claustrophobia, you can't get out. It's not a very nice apartment anyway. Even at the start of the game, it's not very, very nice. But as you go along, being haunted in an apartment, a one bedroom apartment, and these dank, sweaty holes start appearing all over the shop. Yeah, that sounds like hell.
Yeah, and I'll agree with that. Sort of comes from the same way that when I mentioned Silent Hill, you got two very dark and light places there. Two places from the Mario universe and Manhunt and Silent Hill. That's a listen and a half. Right, in the comments, let us know who has the worst world. So technically, worst wins this time, doesn't it? Like the worst place to live is. And did you have any backups? Because I had two. I don't know why. Because I always have backups in case we choose the same places, and we are
Yeah.
so far apart. Never happens. I had Raccoon City, obviously full of zombies. Everything's went to shit. But then just being followed all the time. I watched a scary movie once. I think it's called It Follows,
Yeah.
where this thing just follows you, and if it touches you, you die. But you obviously got to move. So like Mr. X just, or the Nemesis just following you constantly. Just you can't just rest. It's like that not being able to rest in Bomb On, but a little bit next level. And then my last one was GTA Online because it's full of twats.
Oh, you should have picked that one. I would have found that funny.
Oh, you're missing. It was up further up there, but then I felt like I was trying to do annoying, scary, no free will, and then just a horrible place. I was trying to sort of mix it up where I thought like GTA Online and Banjo-Kazooie were pretty much the same, just annoying. Just annoying.
My backups were pretty much any place in Dark Souls, like probably Lost Izalith or something like that. But just the concept of that you can't die because
You
you're
just
always
come
an
back.
undead, so you can't even just call it a day and just be like, fuck this place, like you'll just keep coming back. And the other place I thought was a lot of Mario places, was just Bowser's kind of fortress where there's just lava everywhere. And video games are not accurate with their depictions of lava, isn't it? If you get within like, I don't know, a quarter of a mile of lava, don't you burst into flames or
No,
something?
no. I've seen videos and stuff online of people like next to lava and it's slowly seeping down a volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, like, obviously, primary school teacher, we do geography and volcanoes and stuff all the time. So I've got an A level in geography. But then saying that, we might be talking about, like, if you're talking about lava that's like fresh in, still in sort of situ under the earth, I'm talking about seepy down the bottom of the mountain, it might have cooled down by the time it's at the air and stuff. I don't know. You probably lose your eyebrows. I lose my eyebrows when I have a barbecue or a fire get camping. So I suppose lava probably would be pretty hot.
Yeah, I thought that was maybe a bit too obvious. I thought Bob on Battlefield was, you had to think about that one a little bit more.
So let us know in the comments who's won, and then what will be your four places? Because again, probably better than ours. Now we've got to that magical time. Boxy's favourite part of the episode. I need a Rockbusters theme tune now. Can you give me one, or do you want me to come up with
What
one?
do rocks sound like?
Depends who you hit them off. I don't know. We'll just go Rockbusters. Right. Do you like that? I hit those
That's pretty
high
good.
notes. Yeah, thank you.
I thought you were going to do an impression of me after that.
No, no. Southerners can impersonate Northerners, but if we go down there, it's like washing and never be clean. You know, you get your mouth washed out with soap. You been talking Southern again, son? Get in here, you little bastard. Yeah, one of those. So we'll
Come
not
here
go
for your
there.
flannel wash.
You didn't need no bath. We're not putting the fire on again. So, last week we had an amazing Rockbuster. So last week's Rockbuster, if you want to know, was for the 100th time, will you please manually cool down Colin Firth as he films Bridget Jones's Diary? And I thought this was a stroke of genius. And my next one's, they're all strokes of genius. Did you get this one?
You need to stop being so modest, Tom. Seriously.
No, these are amazing. I'm not having any humility. Just humbled myself there.
I didn't get this one. I think I've got parts of it, okay, but I just haven't been able to bring it together. So, 100th time, I've written down Century.
Okay.
Manually Cool Me Down, I've put Fan down.
Yeah.
And then Colin Firth, I've put Darcy.
Okay.
I'm guessing Darcy is part of it.
Yeah. So you've got half of it, but you've got the first part wrong.
So Century's not right.
Century's wrong. Forget about the 100th. So, say, right, what did you think the Manually Cool Down was?
Fan.
What was the name of the character?
Darcy.
Say them together really quickly.
Fantasy.
Oh.
Final Fantasy.
Fine. I'll fan Darcy. Final Fantasy.
For God's sake.
That's well, a great... It's for the 100th time. Fine. I'll fan Darcy.
Yeah, but that's from like a Macam accent.
No, it's not. Everyone, finile is like final. Do you say finile?
Finile.
There you go. Now say fan Darcy.
Fantasy.
No, say fan Darcy.
Fan Darcy.
Now say fine Isle, fan Darcy quickly.
It's not as good as Chrono Trigger, mate.
That's a great one. No, because I don't want you to get them straight away. They've got to be a thinker. Because then if some... I don't know whether anyone's got it in the comments yet. This
no,
is what's
they
interesting.
Wouldn't.
Because episode 2 is due to come out tomorrow. No, day after tomorrow as we're recording this. And... Oh, should we have a bet on whether someone gets it then?
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
5p. Well, let's push
five,
the bet out.
I'll go 10.
20p.
Oh, okay. Hey, we'll stick at 10. 10p. If someone gets it, you can send me 10 coins in my next live, and I'll send you 10 coins.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I thought it was going to...
You had Fan and Darcy? Did you not think, right, Fan, Darcy, Fan... And then, because in my head would have went, right, Fantasy, what game could it be?
Yeah, but remember, Tom, Fantasy. T. Fantasy,
yes, I know,
not D.
But if I have to get the exact words, you can't have funny jokes and stuff.
I thought
like
it
the
was
next one, you're going to have to think outside the box with this week's as well.
I thought it was Katamari Damacy. I thought that might have been where you were going.
Oh, right, okay.
But
okay.
It didn't make sense, so I didn't lock in that one. And to
well,
be fair,
it wasn't
your
right.
Final... Your final fantasy doesn't make bloody sense either.
It does, so. Fine. I'll fan Darcy. It's a great one. Let us know in the comments how good this one is. Anyway, next one. So here it is. And so you got your pen and paper out. You say that you're not bothered, but you write them down every week.
Well, I do, because I'll just forget them otherwise. And then you'll be like, well, what do you think? And I'll be like, oh, God, what the fuck was he banging on about
right.
last week?
Okay, so this one, and we'll let you know next mainline episode, is... Nana's murder sightseeing around London is called modus operandi.
Where do you even begin with that?
You ready?
Say it again.
Nana's murder sightseeing around London is called modus operandi.
I think you're going to have to message me that one because I can't
okay.
spell
it. I'm going to say something else as well. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to slightly change it because I can slightly change it and it still has the same meaning. But I don't want you to do the same thing as last week and focus on the 100th when it's not bothered. So here we go again. Nana's murder sightseeing around York is called modus operandi. Nana's murder sightseeing around Leeds is called modus operandi. I don't want you to think that London's part of it. Does that make sense?
City's part of it.
I'm not going to say it. You don't get any clues?
You've gone quiet, so city
clues.
Is definitely part of it.
Okay.
I still don't understand a word of what you just said. So,
Nana's murder sightseeing around London is called modus operandi.
What is operandi? What the fuck is that?
Oh, you'll have to Google it. But if you have to Google it, it's classed as a lose. It's classed as a lose. People in the chat and people in the comments, sorry, there's no chat, I'm not streaming. People in the comments will know what modus operandi is, I guarantee you. Guarantee you. It's a very well-known thing.
Okay, if you say so.
It is, it is. Right. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. In the comments, let us know if you know what that rockbuster is and you are on genius level as me and not down in the doldrums with Boxy. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 3 of season 2 of The 30-Something Gamers. We have another episode out this week. A little 10-minute useless microtransaction, not a cling-off. And then we will be back again next week. So thank you so much for joining along. Drop us a review if you can. And it's a good, big goodbye from me.
I will see you later. Bye, everyone.